Lights, camera, music. Matt Rogers takes you to the movies every week with an hour of unforgettable film scores and themes on Real Music, a new show on WSHU. Whether you're a movie buff or a classical music fan, Real Music offers something special for everyone. Listen to Real Music starting Saturday, October 5th at 9 p.m. on WSHU. You're listening to After All Things, WSHU's daily news and culture update from the Long Island Sound region. Suffolk residents were pretty good about preserving water this summer. Lawmakers from our region call for a federal study of Plum Island. Could New Britain Mayor Aaron Stewart announce a run for governor? Plus, Connecticut's AG prepares for possible legal challenges regarding the presidential election. Those stories and more are coming up. I'm Sabrina Garone. Suffolk County residents made it through an unusually hot summer without stressing the water supply. WSHU's Desiree Diorio reports.
Water usage peaks in the summertime, mainly due to residents overwatering their lawns. But not this summer. The Suffolk County Water Authority clocks gallons used per minute and found usage was down by 20 to 30,000 gallons per minute compared to past summers. Dan Dubois is with the Water Authority. He says a big reason for the decrease is a policy that says homes with odd-number street addresses water their lawns on odd-number calendar days, and those with even numbers, even calendar days.
That's really helpful for reducing water demand, which is what we started to see this summer. I think we were very successful in getting our customers to adopt these policies, follow the schedule, and we saw it in the amount of water that we were pumping throughout the summer.
The Water Authority offers rebates to homeowners who install water-saving devices like smart sprinklers and low-flow showerheads, plus low-tech items like rain barrels and solar pool covers to reduce evaporation. Desiree Diorio, WSHU News.
New Haven's mental health crisis response team is expanding. WSHU's Molly Ingram reports the team will have more staff, longer hours, and will be deployed without police officers and firefighters.
Elm City Compass launched in November of 2022 in response to the police killing of George Floyd in Minnesota. It was an attempt to de-escalate mental health emergencies without armed officers. Now, two teams with a licensed social worker and peer recovery support specialist will work simultaneously during busy hours. And they've more than doubled their hours of operation. Mayor Justin Elliker says it's keeping people out of the emergency room.
Elm City Compass is about having the right person with the right skills at the right time show up to help support members of our community that are really struggling with a variety of different issues.
Compass has responded to more than 1,600 calls since it launched. Molly Ingram, WSHU News.
New York and Connecticut lawmakers are proposing a federal study on Plum Island. It comes alongside a revived effort to preserve the island from development. WSHU's Isabella Fabo has more.
It would include a federal study on the island's national significance and would consider whether to designate it as part of the Department of the Interior. The government-owned island was once home to an animal disease lab. Advocates fought for years to try to keep private developers from buying it. U.S. Senator Richard Blumenthal called the island a priceless national treasure that desperately needs permanent protection. It's home to several rare and endangered species and two historic lighthouses. Isabella Fabo, WSHU News.
The bills will be reviewed by Senate committees today and tomorrow. A group of attorneys general are talking about what happens if there's a contested presidential election this year, including Connecticut's William Tong. That and more is ahead.
Local support for After All Things comes from Hartford Healthcare, the only health system in the Northeast with all its hospitals receiving A grades for safety from the Leapfrog Group, the nation's leading independent safety watchdog group. HartfordHealthcare.org.
Republican New Britain Mayor Aaron Stewart says she's not running for a seventh term. And as Eddie Martinez reports, Stewart is not ruling out a run for governor.
Judging by her previous election wins, Stewart is a popular mayor, which makes her recent announcement seem all the more surprising.
I will not be seeking re-election to a seventh term as mayor of the city of New Britain.
But she may end up running for governor in 2026. It wouldn't be the first time. Stewart ran for governor back in 2018, and she's been consistently considered a plausible choice for state Republicans to win back the office due to her popularity and her more moderate political positions, especially on social issues. While she's not confirming a run, she knows one thing.
And it's time for me to move on to the next chapter of my life.
Stewart has since ruled out a run for Congress. For the New England News Collaborative, I'm Eddie Martinez.
Construction is set to begin on a road in Suffolk County this week after last month's severe storm. Officials say they'll build a temporary emergency access road as repairs could take about a year. Residents of seven nearby homes have been told to relocate while that road is being built. Norwalk is the latest of several Connecticut school districts to be targeted by online threats. The city's Special Victims Unit learned about a threat against a local school on Snapchat yesterday. Two minors, a 14-year-old and a 13-year-old, have been arrested. Police say it was a hoax correlated to an online gaming platform. The town of Southampton is in talks with the Shinnecock Tribal Nation after some residents complained about an economic development project on tribal land. WSHU's Janice Roman reports.
Some Hampton Bay residents say they're frustrated about a tribal plaza being built on Shinnecock territory. Michael Iasili is a council member and a liaison to the tribe. He says the tribe has certain protections the town must take into account.
The frustration is understandable. And the issue here is that we have to also recognize that this is no ordinary property owner. This is a federally recognized tribal nation.
One resident at the meeting suggested the town issue an injunction against the tribe to stop construction. Iasili disagrees.
I think that that would be wrong for the community. I think it would be divisive, and I think that it would be financially burdensome for taxpayers.
Iasili says he plans to meet with the Shinnecock Tribal Council soon. Some board members say they're considering legal advice because of federal rules around tribal sovereignty. But Iasili says he believes the best course of action is to establish a working group that would allow the town to share concerns with the tribe. Janice Roman, WSHU News.
With former President Donald Trump questioning a fair election this November, Connecticut's Attorney General William Tong is preparing for anticipated legal challenges. He participated in a panel discussion this week with a former Attorney General of the United Kingdom, who says Europeans are baffled that an American election could be decided in court. WSHU's Ebong Udama attended the discussion at Quinnipiac University and has this report.
Tong has been Connecticut's Attorney General since 2019. He says his worst day on the job was shortly after the 2020 election, when his Deputy Attorney General called and told him 18 of his Republican colleagues had gone to the U.S. Supreme Court seeking to overturn the presidential election by invalidating ballots from battleground states.
It's going to happen again. So Democrats are preparing for every contingency. Republicans are preparing for every contingency.
Tong is the vice president of the National Association of Attorneys General. He says he's been in Washington, D.C., talking about how the association could stay together if there is a contested election this year.
Now more than ever, it's so important that my Republican colleagues and I talk, because I'm not guessing or forecasting what's going to happen. We saw what's going to happen in 2020.
He says he's very concerned that legal challenges to election results in swing states could affect a peaceful transfer of power.
We have our team in the Office of the Attorney General ready to act to preserve the integrity of votes in Connecticut. That's our first job. But to the extent that we're called upon and have to assist others because it impacts Connecticut. Of course, the national election does impact Connecticut. And if I feel like we have to take action, or as a community of states, we have to defend ourselves against an attack on the overall election, as we saw in 2020 in the Supreme Court, then I will act.
Sir Robert Buckland is a former Conservative Party Attorney General of the United Kingdom and a member of the British Parliament. He's taken aback that U.S. courts would be involved in a democratic election, because that's not the case in the UK.
Very rarely do you have the electoral court having to get involved, but we've had one case in my political lifetime where an MP was thrown out of his seat because of electoral misconduct. We do have something called a recall petition, which means that if MPs breach the standards rule and are substantially punished, then there can be a petition in the district and the MP can be recalled. There can be a by-election. We've had a few of those.
He says the UK has a national body that oversees elections, which the US does not.
We have one system that covers all the different counties and parts of the United Kingdom agreed by the United Kingdom Parliament. I know here, of course, you have a federal system. It's a very different system with different rules in different states.
Buckland says he's happier with the UK system.
The good news, certainly from my point of view as a British politician, is that the courts and politics don't often mix, and that's a very good thing.
Meanwhile, Tong and his fellow American attorneys general prepared for legal challenges to the US election. Ebong Udama, WSH News.
For the latest news from the Long Island Sound region, you can listen on the radio, stream at WSHU.org, or with the WSHU app. After All Things is supported by Hartford HealthCare. And whether it's news, classical music, or podcasts like this one, they're all made possible with generous contributions from our listeners. And if you've never donated to WSHU before, today is the perfect day to do that. It's the start of our fall fundraising drive. You can grab our brand new WSHU baseball tee when you commit to a $10 a month contribution today. So support your favorite public radio station and look cool while doing it. You can check out the shirt on our socials. Visit WSHU.org, click the donate button up at the top for all the details on how to do that. I'm Sabrina Garone. Enjoy the rest of your day. I will speak to you tomorrow.